This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, Magen Erev Shabbos. We have a very short day today, but we're continuing our series on Tefillah, sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leah Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his neshama Shavon Aliyah, be a male Yosef for his whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. We're starting the Berchas Kriya Shema, Yoytzer Ar, where the Gemara in Brachas Yud Alef Amud Beis asks, Yoitzer Or Uboire Choyshech. Why are we being so negative? Choyshech. We should say Yoitzer Or Ubora Noiga, twilight. So Gemara says, no, we have to say Choyshech. Because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yoitzer Or Uboire Choyshech. Says the Gemara, but the Pasuk also says, Oise Shalom Uboire Ra. And we don't say Ra. We say Ubayre Es HaKoil. Because we don't like to be negative. So if we don't like to be negative and we change Ra to HaKoil, why don't we change Laila to twilight? So the Gemara says, well, there's a reason why we mention Laila and Or. Why we mention Or and Choshech. We can't just say twilight. We have to say light and darkness. You know why we have to say light and darkness? We have to mention the midah of the day in the night and the midah of the night in the day. Because some people believed only in the God of the day. So during the day, we say Uboire Choshech. Some people only believed in the God of the light. So in the night, we say, we talk about the light. So the Gemara says, I understand we talk about the midah of the Laila and the Yoyim by saying Uboire Choshech. But the midah of the day in the night, where do we mention the day in the night? That we find Goylel Oyer Mipnei Choshech V'Choshech Mipnei Yar. So basically, we say Yoytzer Or, God forms light. Uboire Choshech, He created darkness. And it's important to mention darkness even during the day, because we always mention the powers of both during both times of the day. But in terms of following the Pasuk in Yeshaya precisely, after all, here the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Mem Hei, Pasuk Zayin, Yoitzer Or Uboire Choshech Oysa Shalom Uboire Ra. Why do we say as HaKoil? Because we want to keep it clean. Baruch Atu Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehi Bedvarei. Now, we're starting the Berachos Kriya Shema. And we're very familiar with these words, but because we're so familiar with it, we don't really stop and milk the juice of each expression. We've mentioned many times that different parts of davening correspond to different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. The Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaKetores. The Shulchan corresponds to Yoitzer Or Uboire Choshech. The Shulchan corresponds to recognizing God through the physical world. The Menorah corresponds to the Torah, recognizing God through the spiritual world. The Mizbeach HaKetores is Kriya Shema. And we start by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yoitzer Or Uboire Choshech. Now the Gemara says we have to mention Midas Hayoim B'Layla U'Midas HaLayla B'Yoim. Not only do we have to mention the day during the nighttime and the night during the daytime, we have to mention the Midah of the day during the nighttime. The Midah of the day is the day is Midas HaRachamim. The night is Midas Hadin. So during the day, we'll also mention Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is Boireas HaKoil, which is really Boireas Hara. And in the night, we'll also mention Midas HaRachamim. Now, why do we first say Yoitzer Or Uboire Choshech? After all, first comes the night and then the day. The answer is because we're in the day now. So the light gets precedence. Even though God first created Choshech al Pnei Sehoim and then Vayomer Elokim Hiyar. Likewise, in the nighttime, we preempt the Choshech because it's the night. We say Goylel Or Mipnei Choshech. The day gives way from before the darkness. Now this is very important. The wicked, when they're alive, are considered dead. Why are the wicked, when they're alive, considered dead? The Medrash says something astounding, because they see the sun rise and they don't thank Hashem for the sun. Which means the expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that when a human being sees the sun, and the sun beginning to rise, and all of a sudden the darkness lifts, and the Ishoin HaLaila, and the pitch black of the nighttime, the rays of light begin to glisten and illuminate. So we see that Elohim Chaim is involved in my daily life. So a person should feel a certain closeness to Hashem and break out in thanks. Yoitzer Oru Boirei Choshech. And if a person is so thick and jaded that the sunlight, the rising of the sun, does not elicit awe and reverence, it's because a person is not alive. Rishayim are called dead, but Bnei Yisrael are dveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kol chamayim, and therefore we appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh b'tuvay b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, and even though we saw it 3 days ago and 2 days ago, every morning with great enthusiasm, Yoitzer Or Uvoirei Choshech. Now let's look where these psukim come from. These psukim come from Yeshaya Memhei, Yoitzer Or Uvoirei Choshech, Oysa Shalom Uvoirei Ra. Kai Omar Hashem L'Mashichai L'Kairesh. So God said to His Anointed One, Kairesh. And Rav Schwab points out that the Bible critics have really clustered around this pasuk. This pasuk has stirred great controversy. And that is because the historians and the Bible critics say, well, Koresh did not live until 200 years after Yeshaya. So how could Yeshaya write that God said to him to tell Koresh? And therefore the heretics say that there were two people called Yeshaya, and this pasuk is from the second Yeshaya, and Yeshaya 1 and Yeshaya 2 got mingled. And it comes out that the Jews back then were fools. They thought it was to Yeshaya the first. But Reb Schwab says these Bible critics are faulty in their root, because the word Koresh is a Persian word. It means shepherd, and it refers to many, many people, like the Pharaoh refers to all Egyptian kings, were called Pharaoh. Koresh is a name given to any Persian leader. And this nevuah was said to the king Koresh in the time of Yeshaya. And Koresh was the one who gave permission for the rebuilding of the second temple. He said, Koyamar Koresh, Kamam Lechoy Sa'aretz, Nasan Li Hashem Lekei Hashamayim. That Koresh was told that he would be instrumental in allowing the rebuilding of the second temple. And the Navi continues, Laman Avdi Yaakov Yisrael Bechiri. I'm doing this to take the Jewish people out of Golas Bavel. And it seems like this prophecy was actually said before a specific Koresh was born and before his reign. And Reb Schwab says that in in those times of Yeshaya, in the Far East, there was a philosopher named Zoroaster. And he had thousands of followers, thousands of idols. Some idols were in control, they believed, of the day, and some of the day idols, they believed, controlled success, happiness, and victory. And the god of evil ruled over the night, and death, and all difficulties. And this is what the Persians believed in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Koresh, no. This Zoroastrian belief, it's empty, it's meaningless, it's not factual. It's I, God, nothing besides me. I will strengthen you even before you're born. Because I want all the world, from the east and the west, to know it is I, God, and nothing else. I'm the one who's Yoytzeraru Boirei Choshech. This was addressed before Koresh was born. God is saying that I want the eastern world, the east of the world, to know there's no day and night, good and bad, success, failure. There aren't different powers that control different phenomena. Efes b'ladai ani Hashem ve'ein oid, ein shtei rishuyos. Oise shalom. God controls Ar and Choshech and makes peace between the two of them. Reb Schwab says, if you think about the disasters that have encircled us in the last 100 years, the tragedy that has befallen the Jewish people in the 20th century has no parallel. I mean, to think about how Mengele brutalized children, tortured them with unspeakable torture. So a believing person is very troubled. I mean, it wasn't Mengele, God. Who made Mengele's heart beat? Who allowed his lungs to function when he was doing these barbaric things? And David HaMelech says, Ishbar lo yedoch sil lo yavinus vos. We can't understand this. Bifrayach risham kamayesef, how the wicked flourish. I mean, to picture how Jews suffered in the Warsaw Ghetto. My grandfather writes, eyewitness account, he saw people extending their bony arms, crying for assistance. But it's all Maaseh Elokim. Because when the Nazis tortured the Jews, I mean, their hearts were beating. Who gave them life? Who gave them koyach? Who allowed their minds to work? Who allowed them to breathe? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem do that? We can't understand in this world. We can't understand all, but we know Ein Oid Milvadoi. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't understand. We can't understand how the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yoitzer Or Uboirei Choshech. He allows both forces to coexist. He makes peace between them. How that could be? Who's Boirei Es HaKoil? How the Ribbono Shel Olam creates all streams of existence and behavior? That's beyond our imagination. Now, this is very important. God is Boirei Choshech. This is contrary to those who believe that darkness is just the absence of light, but that is false. Choshech is a Bria. You know what the proof is? We know that this world is Yesh Me'ayin. And that means Hashem created everything out of nothing. And first it says, V'choshech al p'nei sahayim. That means God created choshech before He created light. The Gra writes in the Oirei Sagra, choshech is Bria Mamoshes. And by the way, scientists today concede darkness is an entity. You know what the proof is? We can't see darkness as an entity. We just see that when you remove light, there's darkness. And we understand Yisroin Ha'ar Mina Choshech. But we don't understand what the Choshech is. We just understand the advantage of light over darkness. So if you go in a pitch black room and you light 500 candles, it's going to be like daylight. So ask Reb Shab, so why is it that when you look in the Tzivos HaShamayim, when you look in the sky with a telescope, and you see billions of, not stars, billions of galaxies, each star is brighter than the sun. And yet if you look in the all-pervasive universe, everything is pitch black. Don't you have enough? But you have billions of suns. You ever wonder about that? There are billions of galaxies. That means there are trillions of suns out there. That should be enough to light up the sky. And yet, you look in the sky and it's all pervasive darkness. You know why? Because darkness is a force. And it blackens and darkens the light of all of these celestial bodies. And even though Ma'at min ha'ar doicha harbe min ha'choshech, a little light puts away off a lot of darkness. But there's so much more darkness than light. So actually, darkness is a physical force. So Hashem is yoitzer ar, He fashioned the light, but only after being boirei choshech, creating darkness. And this is not just light and darkness as a physical phenomenon, but as midos, the midah of the day, that's midas harachamim, the midah of the night, midas hadin, and somehow these coexist in the world simultaneously, and Hashem allows them to be. Oyseh shalom, He makes peace between the different streams, ubayah esakol, and He creates the full reality of all of creation. Marv Rabbeis, I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. Again, on behalf of everyone, we want to wish Reb Joe Tzeischem l'shalom, but and it should be with a lot of mazel and bracha.
I'm not going anywhere.
And the good part about Zoom is it doesn't matter where you are, you're still expected at the same time, same channel, same time. But it should be with a lot of bracha and mazel. Okay. Hatzlacha bracha.
Take care. Thank you very much.
Okay. Kol tov. Good job.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.